So, how did you enjoy dinner? I'm so glad you recommended that place. Man, that fettuccine Alfredo was out of this world. But the most important thing is, did you enjoy yourself? I'm glad you did. That's all I care about. Come here. I love your kisses. Well, anyway, the night doesn't end here. I have a special gift for you. I know today is not really anything important, but you deserve this. Hey, I love you, and I care about you a lot. Anyway, why don't you just sit on the couch and wait until I give you the signal to come to the bedroom? Okay? All right. Just give me a few moments to set up the bedroom, okay? I'll be right back. Wait a minute. Give me a kiss. Okay. Just right here. Okay. You can go ahead and follow me now. How do you like the setup? I knew you would enjoy it. The candles lit. Rose pillows on the bed. Like I said, just because it's on a special night doesn't mean that you don't deserve to be treated specially. Now, I know we have been talking about the whole BDSM thing, bondage, tying up, all of that. And I felt like tonight was the night to try that out because you deserve it. And I remember how much you like being called a pet. So, why don't you be a good little pet for me? And strip. So obedient. Wow. You got undressed awfully fast. No, I'm not complaining. Now, if you look at the bedpost, you can see that there are ties on there. I'm gonna tie you up, and you'll be completely at my mercy. But before we do that, safe words. Okay? Just because I'm gonna be taking control of you. Doesn't mean that you don't have a say in anything. Now, green means you're okay. Yellow means to stop what I'm doing, but you still want this to continue. And red means to stop completely. Now, go ahead and repeat that to me, please. Good. Now, go ahead and lie on the bed, and then I'm gonna tie you up. Look how eager you were to get on that bed. You're so fucking horny. But I like that. Now, let me go ahead and just tie your arms and legs. I love this sight. You just so helpless for me. Now, I don't know what I want to do with you yet. Do I want to spank you? Mark every inch of that body? Or do I want to go to my favorite part of your body? That beautiful pussy of yours. So wet. So eager for me. I'm not quite sure yet. But what I do know is I want to play with those beautiful breasts of yours. I love how they feel in my mouth. I love how they feel in my mouth. Look at you, already whimpering and desperate for more. Don't worry, you'll get more. Just be obedient, patient, and you'll get what you deserve. I promise. I don't know what it is. I just want to spank. That's hot. Hearing those little whimpers every time I spank any part of your body. But I know what you really need is my mouth. And you'll get that soon enough. If you're obedient enough. Now, what was that? Did I just hear you call me Miss? Oh, you really do enjoy this, huh? I didn't even have to tell you to call me Miss. And you just did it on your own. What a good little pet you are for me. Well, maybe if you're that good, I should just go ahead and lick that gorgeous pussy of yours. Good. That beautiful pussy that I love. She's so good. Tell me, how does it feel? Have my tongue when you want it the most. I cannot get enough. And that pussy of yours. Oh, you're really screaming. Are you close? Mm. good. So sweet. I can tell you're close. But you're not gonna come that easily. Aw, but isn't this what you wanted? To be teased. To have your orgasms controlled. I know this is what you really wanted. Just my tongue flicking on your clit. Is enough to make you squirm. Not too soon though. Just want to tease you a bit. Just feel my finger in your pussy. This is what you really wanted, isn't it? Fuck. You feel good clenching on my finger like that. But I can tell you're close. Let me see how you taste. Tastes good. What if I tease you a little more? Huh? What would you like? My tongue or my finger? I think either or. It'll make you squirm and whimper and moan and beg. I know how good I am with my fingers and my tongue. You get this almost every night. The only difference is this time you're tied down to the bed. Completely at my mercy. I just love playing with your pussy. So soft and gently. You taste so good on my fingers. Oh, look at you. So cute, pulling on the ties, thinking you'll escape. Oh, you're so cute. You're so fucking adorable like this. Just me gently playing with your pussy. What was that? Well, you want to come, huh? I don't know if you deserve to come. I want you to beg for it. Go on, beg. Beg. How would you want to come? For my fingers or for my tongue? You do love coming on my tongue, You know what? As much as I love teasing you, I just... there's something about you coming on my tongue that just makes me wanna... Come. Coughing. Come on, my tongue. Coughing. Let me just clean you up. God, I'll never get tired of that. It'll come on my mouth. So, did you enjoy that? I'm glad you did. This is all for you. Like I said, I wanted to do something special for you, and I'm glad this was sufficient for our first time doing this. Here, let me untie you, and I can just hold you in my arms and cuddle you. So, for the first time, was it everything you expected it to be? Good. To be honest, I enjoyed it. I honestly didn't think I would at first, but you know, as we discussed it more and more, the idea kind of grew on me. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Like I said, it was all for you. Because I wanted you to enjoy this. I know how excited you were to try this with me, and well, I hope it was everything you imagined. And hey, I love you. And don't ever be afraid to tell me what you want. That's why we discuss this stuff beforehand. So we know each other's limits and we know what the other wants and what the other doesn't want. And I really mean it when I say I love you. And I'll be happy to explore new things with you. Now, I think we should go to sleep and just cuddle up close to each other. And maybe I can wake you up the way you like. Good night.